Hi everybody, I'd like to take a moment and welcome you all to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you Lesson 5 of the Ascension Project, Waking Up to Your New Reality. This lesson has been created in partnership with my guides, the group I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. We want to spend some time today talking to you about your inner reality. Many of you will spend much of your time believing you need to connect to the higher dimensions or realities to fix something that is broken in your life or to get your answers. But what you fail to realize is you don't. Your inner reality has everything you need. It's just many of you misunderstand its purpose. By now, many of you know your inner reality creates what we have called your conscious physical reality, or what some of you may call 3D Earth. And it is the condition and the state of your inner reality that will be mirrored out into your physical reality, creating the life you are currently experiencing. However, there are some rules and limitations placed on you of what your conscious physical reality can be at this time. This is done for your own protection. Humanity is still quite young and is still maturing, and for many, the training wheels have yet to come off. In order for these limitations to be removed, you must first demonstrate you will not destroy yourselves and each other by first creating your own harmonious inner reality that will not disrupt the natural flow of the universe. What so many of you call 3D Earth has been called a school by some of you. While this idea has merit, it's a school you can't really leave until you demonstrate mastery of your emotions, and can not only create a harmonious inner reality, but also maintain it as well as you walk through your life in your physical reality. It's like your 3D Earth has a protective shield, shielding you from the rest of the universe. You are protected from knowledge that would do you more harm than good, because you wouldn't understand how to use it, or the dangers of what could happen if you were to use the information incorrectly. And just as importantly, the universe and its inhabitants are protected from you, for the most part because humanity is still learning how to master creating and maintaining an inner reality that is in harmony with the natural flow of the universe. So yes, in that sense, Earth is a school, but you are also quarantined here in a sense so that you don't cause harm to the rest of the universe as you go through your own awakening. You are all going through a process to ascend or shift to a new Earth, where humanity will all be given a choice to work in partnership with us, your brothers and sisters from across the stars, should you choose it. However, in order for any of this to happen, you must first graduate from the school of Earth. The question so many of you have is, how do I do this? The answer isn't as nearly as complicated as you've all been led to to believe. And it's the purpose of this class to create a roadmap for you all to follow. In order for you to graduate from the school of Earth, you need to release your karma by letting go and forgiving yourself for your mistakes and the pain that you may have caused in your life. But also forgive the people who have caused you pain, letting it go and releasing it. You see, when you refuse to let it go, it creates an inner reality that goes against the natural flow of the universe. The universe intended many of you to experience pain, but also the universe intended that you would then be able to release it. Please understand, the universe is not punishing you at all. The lesson of Earth is all about unconditional love. Every lifetime you live or have lived has attempted to teach you how to love and forgive yourself and the people in your life, no matter what. No matter what someone may have done to you, no matter what you may have done, because once you learn to love yourself and those around you, no matter what, your inner reality that you create will naturally gravitate to becoming one that goes with the natural flow of the universe and allow you to move into a space where you are able to work with us, your brothers and sisters from across the stars, should you choose it. We will call this space 5D consciousness, as that is a term you can understand. Let us elaborate further. Many of you will leave this reality you call 3D Earth through the means of leaving your body, where you can have access to us and what you call your spirit guides. It is through these means that we can teach you and assist you through the process of shifting or ascending from the 3D to the 5D consciousness. Using the understanding that Earth is a school, would it not make logical sense that you would have teachers to help you how to do all of this? Well, that's exactly what we and your guides are. It's our role to share information to help you let go and release your karma, to assist you in creating an inner reality that goes with the natural flow of the universe. When you leave your body and are brought or guided to the places where we can teach you, think of it like you have a visitor's pass and are allowed temporary access to these other dimensions and realities. If you weren't allowed access to these other places, which in most cases will take the form of a school, a place of higher learning, Earth would be like a school with no teachers, and you would just be expected to graduate on your own. Now imagine for a moment what your own education system on Earth would be like without any teachers at all. Even if you were given all the textbooks and all the information, very few of you would realistically be able to graduate from your education establishments, and it is unlikely that you would be prepared to live a life that is part of the community of Earth. But what we must say people on Earth misunderstand is this concept of shifting realities and shifting to new Earth. Many of you use this idea of shifting as a way to get out of your pain and suffering, attempting to circumvent your own karma. For many of you, your understanding of shifting completely ignores your own inner reality. And from our point of view, seems to be more about leaving your current reality and attempting to move on from the school of Earth without actually graduating. What you must understand is the reason why the education establishments exist. They exist to prepare you and get you ready to contribute to the universe in a way that flows with the current of the universe instead of going against it. When you attempt to impose your will onto the universe by circumventing your karma, you get out of nothing and only end up making things worse for yourself in the long run. Humanity is still quite young, and while we look at some of you with admiration for exploring the vastness of the quantum universe, and for some of you experiencing parts of your soul through other realities, even glimpsing into what you perceive to be a parallel reality or an alternate timeline, you are on Earth for a reason. And that the you that you are right now matters. Please, don't forget that. You are in this school of Earth for a reason. And we believe humanity needs to learn to create and maintain an inner reality that is in harmony with the natural flow of the universe before exploring these other realities on their own. Many have yet to still grasp the importance of karma and the harm you can do to your own soul's development and even the universe itself if you charge into these things before you're actually ready. The way many of you insist on walking through your life is to impose your will onto the universe, attempting to bend it to your will. Instead of going with the natural flow of the universe and saying, "Universe, how can I work with you?" Many of you will accept that you are all connected to a higher intelligence, and that you are, in fact, one small part of this higher intelligence. You call this higher intelligence many names, depending on your own belief systems. We are not here today to tell you which one is correct, but simply trying to convey our meaning in words that will make sense to you. Some will call this intelligence Source, or the universe, or even God. Or perhaps you will use a different word altogether. The word itself isn't what's important. The word is just the label, the identity that you feel comfortable with. Now, part of this higher intelligence exists as part of you. And your inner reality is your connection to it. And this is where your true power lies. But to have access to it, you need to first learn to master your own ability to create an inner reality that is not in conflict with what we call your human self and your soul self. Your human self would be the you that you are in your physical reality. And your soul self would be what many of you would call your higher self or your higher mind. Now, the relationship between these two parts of you is similar to that of a parent and their child. It's the goal of the soul self to guide you through your life and help you navigate your life experiences, especially the ones that cause you heartache and pain. This is all part of a tapestry, a grand design to teach you how to love yourself and all those around you. And everything in creation, no matter what, to love everything unconditionally. We know this is no small feat, And this is why this process can take so many lifetimes to truly master. As we have stated before, that is what you're here to learn how to do. Now, for many of you, you never liked listening to your parents when they tried their best to help you through experiences that they went through themselves. And this pattern continues for many of you when your soul self attempts to guide you in a similar way. Very few of you will just trust this guidance right away, without question, and just follow along. And this is what can create an internal conflict, as the human self wants to impose their will onto the universe and create the things it thinks it needs to live a happy life. And a lot of times, your human self will just get fixated on events unfolding a certain way because of the pain and the suffering that you have experienced throughout your life. As the universe attempted to teach you how to love unconditionally. Perhaps you have been wounded deeply by someone, and you want your version of justice, which might look a lot more like revenge. Like something bad needs to happen to them so that everything is fair from your point of view. Now, your soul self sees the path that you're on and that you need to learn to forgive them and just let it all go. And that all of this is happening to teach your human self, the child, how to love unconditionally. Now, this situation between you and this other person, or even a group of people, and your inability to forgive them and let it all go is what creates the conflict in your inner reality. Creating an inner reality that is not in harmony with the natural flow of the universe, which could then lead to you creating more karma. What some of you fail to realize is that this conflict originates inside of you, inside of your inner reality. And the reason why it's being made manifest in your physical reality is because you created it. Because whatever exists in your inner reality will be made manifest in your physical reality. It's the law. And yes, it's true. There are some limitations as to what is allowed to be made manifest in your physical reality based on the rules of your current 3D Earth. Your inner reality is the conduit that allows you to access this higher intelligence that many of you will feel comfortable calling Source or even God. This higher intelligence is where everything flows from. And when you flow with it instead of against it, it's like you're swimming with the current of the ocean instead of against the current of the ocean. Now, think about this for a moment. What do you suppose is easier? To swim with the current or against it? The answer is quite simple. You can go against the current and make little to no progress, treading water towards your goals and your soul's development. Or you can go with the current of the ocean and make a lot more progression towards your goals and your soul's development. Now let's talk more about reality shifting and how it can hinder all of this. Many of you insist on imposing your will onto the universe, and this includes your understanding of shifting, as many of you will try to convince yourselves that you are ready to shift to a different reality and experience a multitude of different dimensions when you can't even master the reality you're in. What you must understand is every life Every reality has a natural flow to it. And everything is meant to follow a certain path. Now we invite you to contemplate this. If your life on earth is intended to teach you a series of life lessons to help you understand how to love unconditionally, and you find yourself going through a very difficult, challenging time, and you do not want to face your current reality and everything that you have created, and you have decided you will instead shift to another reality because you don't want to experience the pain and suffering in your life anymore. Are you really going with the natural flow of the universe? Or are you imposing your will onto the universe because you don't want to feel your pain anymore? Are you then trying to get out of your karma that you are here to release? Just because you understand the mechanics of how to do something doesn't mean you understand how to use it wisely. We invite you now to take a moment and ponder this, and then answer truthfully. Is it safe for someone on earth to drive a car who watches a video on the mechanics of how to drive a car without reading or understanding the rules of the road? We believe you will agree that not only would you be putting yourself in danger, but you would be endangering the lives of everyone else who is on the road. Your understanding of shifting, for many of you, is no different. There are rules that you need to understand. This is why we are taking this time today to stress the importance of understanding how to create and maintain an inner reality that goes with the natural flow of the universe. Because once you understand this, you will begin to understand the importance of the life you are living today. Each and every one of you has the ability and the potential to unlock the mysteries of the quantum universe. But to do so, you need to master your own ability to create and maintain an inner reality that not only flows with the universe, but also contributes to it the way the universe intended you to. While we do understand why some of you may want to leave your current reality because of the heartache and the hardships you might be facing, what we want you to understand and accept is the hardships and the heartache you may be experiencing in your physical reality first existed in your inner reality, and it is all a part of you. And should you choose not to face it, it will still exist as part of you. And eventually, you will have to face it. You see, there is no outrunning or circumventing your karma. Eventually, you will have to work through what is within you. This does conclude today's lesson. We hope it helped you, and we invite you to take some time today to reflect and even journal about what was said today. We are your brothers and sisters from across the stars, and we look forward to a day where all of humanity unlocks their potential, becoming masters of their own destiny, creating and maintaining an inner reality that is in harmony with the universe.